I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The great Gino Minnelli.
No, what is wrong with you? This is a patron saint of yacht rock. How can you not recognize who this is?
Oh, listen to that voice.
I know. I saw a 40-year-old virgin. This is Michael McDonald.
Yes. The tournament tip-off party is underway. Yamaha Resort Casino, the 909 Sports Bar. Mason in Ireland, about an hour away from Shidano and Cappy coming in.
We're at Yamaha. Isn't the line in 40-year-old version, if I hear Yamo be there one more time, I Yamo be shooting this place up.
Well, now we need Yamo be there coming back at 2:15. Yeah, why not? Plus, a little after 4 o'clock, the UCLA legend Baron Davis will be in the house.
Nice.
Depressed
Great
the flesh.
Guy.
What a day it's been so far. We've been here since 10 a.m. And the amazing people here, the spread, the food.
Oh,
how
the
incredible
food,
is it?
I mean, we had David, the COO here earlier. He was such a great guy and described everything. I mean, they've really, if you haven't been here in a while, 909 Sports Bar is new. All kinds of new features, amenities. The hotel is new. Ireland stayed in the hotel, said the hotel's fantastic.
And that was a great conversation with David. And John really carried that. You did a great job, John.
What about Mace?
Mason in Ireland continues your Thursday now.
Yeah, no.
You
know what you did?
Today.
You made a technical error dealing with Morales.
What was that?
You made him pick between you and Sedano, and Sedano's his boy.
Oh, no.
It's a business decision, John.
Yes. I don't blame you.
It's not personal. I do love you more than Sedano.
His lips are permanently attached
to Sedano's. Sedano is the new Key for Chris. You know, when Key was here, Chris was hitched his wagon to Key.
No, absolutely.
And
still deep in there. Key is a good business decision.
When Key went to New York,
but
he had to hitch his wagon to Sedano.
I'm part of Keyshawn Inc. You know, there's a check that comes every month. Nothing wrong with that.
There
anyway,
you go.
Mason in Ireland continues right now.
All right. So, John, I pulled this piece of sound. This is Damian Lillard. He did a podcast with J.J. Redick.
Okay.
And a lot of people say, Damian Lillard, but he's not got any rings, and why doesn't he want out of there, and all that kind of stuff. So here he is. He kind of explains that a little bit. Hit it there, Jorge.
The NBA I play in now is not the NBA that I came into. And I expect it to evolve. Everything is constantly changing. But I feel like I play for the love of the game. Like I want the competition. I want to know what it feels like to win. I want to see my teammates do well. I want to see my teammates get paid. You know, like I enjoy the bonding part of it. Like we spend more time with each other than anybody. But now it's like, that don't count. Regular season don't count. Get a ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, who? This guy's the MVP. This guy did this. He the first. It's like, bro, what is this stuff? Like, what is this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to make it about my situation, but I was talking after a game like a week ago, and I was just like, they was asking me about Dame, but like, to win a ring. And I'm like, bro, I don't need to prove to y'all that I want to win a ring. Why the hell do I play? Like, I don't need to prove that to y'all. But we cannot keep acting like, while I understand we play to win championships, we all want to win a championship, we can't keep acting like nothing matters. Like the rest of the stuff, the journey doesn't matter. We can't keep doing that.
So there he is. He's describing his mentality of being in Portland, staying in Portland, not demanding a trade. Ring culture in the NBA is out of control. There's something to be said for loyalty and teammates and bonding with the city and all that stuff. And yet, people criticize Damian Lillard.
I used to have this conversation with Phil Jackson, who used to talk about how you have to stay in the moment. It's not the destination.
Right.
It's the journey. Okay? Everybody wants to win an NBA title, but they're not going to award that until June. So what are we going to do between now and then? If Damian Lillard wants to stay in Portland, he's enjoying his life and he's enjoying that experience, and it's the journey he's on that is fulfilling to him, more power to him. there are other guys that cannot function, cannot sleep. Kobe is like this.
Right.
Unless they're winning.
Yeah.
They have to win or else they're miserable.
But what you're sort of saying there is that Damian Lillard is not a winner.
He's not singularly focused on winning. He's focused on the journey, which I think is okay.
Right.
Not everybody can. Like, I love playing golf.
Yeah.
I'm not a great golfer, but right. I love the idea of.
But you're a pretty good golfer.
Yeah, but I love the idea of that I'm never going to be on the PGA Tour.
Right.
I can only get better. If I play three or four times in a row terribly, like, I got to go fix it.
Right.
I got to, like, I can't, like, in order for me to enjoy it, I've got to be competitive.
Right.
All right. I think Damian Lillard is competitive, but he can go to sleep at night if he doesn't win an NBA title. There are other guys who aren't like that.
See,
so I have no problem with Damian Lillard. I think his point is he's enjoying the journey and good for him.
See, I completely agree with you and feel like criticism of Damian Lillard is not fair. I mean, I'll tell you this. We've been working together for a long time. You've had opportunities to leave.
Yeah.
I've had opportunities to leave. We decided to stay. There's loyalty there, loyalty between us, except for that one thing. and loyalty after 19 years. Can you believe 19 years at ESPN? Oh, loyalty.
Yeah, it's longer than that for me and you. But the thing is, a lot of times, if you're singularly focused on winning, and it's the only thing that's driving you, you can get lost. It
right.
happens to a lot of people.
Well, look at KD.
Right.
Look at KD. Goes to Golden State. Then he goes to Brooklyn. Brooklyn doesn't work. Immediately wants out of there. Where's my best shot to win again? Catches on with Phoenix.
Right.
I mean, to me, you know, he may very well win another ring with Phoenix. I think that's probably, if he's healthy, the most intimidating team in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
But he is jumping around and chasing after rings. And in the end, he doesn't have that bond or that loyalty to one team, one organization, one city.
I'm okay with people that focus on the day in front of them. And that's what Damian Lillard seems to be saying. He's, look, I'm happy. I like my teammates. I like where I live. I like my family. You know, to me, that's good. I've been watching a lot of, oh, my gosh, Princeton.
Oh, Princeton it's hanging just, in there.
If one-point game.
If Arizona 1 point
game,
loses,
3:30 left.
If Arizona loses this game,
is that 15-2?
All big block.
Yeah. I am going, and here comes Princeton with a chance to take the
lead. Wow.
I can't believe I put the frickin' Arizona Wildcats
it's
in the final
four. It's not over yet.
It's not over.
13-4 run in the last 4.5 minutes.
God, it's all a bunch of, look at this. They're all a bunch of 6'2" guys running the same offense they've been running for 40
years. It is still the Princeton offense.
Where's
after
the backup?
All these years.
Oh, three for the lead. Oh, we missed it.
Missed it.
I'm not kidding, you guys. I am going to be bent if Arizona loses this game. I haven't slept. I was out until 4 in the morning. I put them in the Final Four, and if they blow this, I'm done with Arizona forever.
I just can't wait for all those pundits
I'm not
that
even,
were
I won't even set foot
UCLA.
In Tucson. This is ridiculous. Another miss. 2.5 to go.
Go to the middle. Oh, wide open three again.
Oh, wide open three.
No. Oh, come on.
They're not shooting well.
Well, no. neither team is.
I love these games because like it's first team to 60.
Well, you know what? Have you guys heard that the NBA for overtime is thinking about going to the Elam ending in the regular season?
I don't like
that. No, in the regular season only, I think it'd be great. The overtime, you don't need 5 minutes of overtime. Play to 7. In the playoffs, you can go back to normal.
So this would be the equivalent.
Put a runner on second base.
Put a runner on second base.
Yeah, let's get out of there.
But it's 5 minutes. Overtime in the NBA is 5 minutes.
Right.
What I mean, do we really need – sometimes you don't even get up to 7 points between the two.
They did this in the G League, and it cut the amount of time of overtime in half.
Yeah, everything's got
different
be
levels of players.
Yeah, everything's got to be shorter.
That's what everybody's going for. That's why baseball is adding all these
things. 5 minutes is not long anyway. You're not – I mean, how much time are
well,
you
going
to
have?
I've
off?
Actually come around to this.
Of course.
I like it.
They haven't.
That's all it takes.
In 30
That's
seconds.
That's all it took.
No,
I don't like it. I don't like it. It's like the second base.
No, it's
I don't like it.
I like the runner on second base.
Okay. I don't mind that at all.
So
that's baseball. I can go 17 innings.
Something that's interesting here in this Princeton game, and as you watch the whole tournament. All right, 2:24 to go. Arizona up 1. Princeton has no timeouts. Mm. They're out of timeouts. So if I'm Arizona, I pressure them every time they inbound the ball.
Absolutely.
Because they can't call timeout. You can force a turnover. But
this is perfect press time.
Right. And with no turnovers, you can attack them. And so here's the situation. 2:20 to go. This is in the South region. Arizona 55, Princeton 54. Arizona has the ball, and they're going to the basket, and they just turned it over.
That's Princeton ball.
Turnover. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Dopes.
Very sloppy. Very sloppy. All right, we'll keep you up to date on the Princeton game.
Bad for Pac-12 if they go out.
Yeah,
good for
bad
me
for
as a UCLA.
Bad for me for my bracket. Screw all that
Who
other stuff.
Who cares about the Pac-12? It doesn't
I
even
don't.
Exist anymore.
It shouldn't exist because it's garbage.
Pac-12 is over.
Pac-12 can't make a ham sandwich. Yeah.
The amount of games I had to watch on the Pac-12 network and try and find the Pac-12 network, can't watch it at the studio because it's not on DirecTV, is insane.
Crap.
And they take the lead, Princeton. Let's go.
Princeton's got the lead.
2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I thought, wait, what's this? Where's this guy, Tabellus Bergman, that's supposed to be the
He's
best
right
player
there.
In
He's
the country?
He's number 10. That's
why doesn't he get the ball and take over?
Because this random dude from Princeton is shutting him down.
This is the end of the world as we know it.
He wanted
Goes to
be
the rack and missed.
Missed it. And, oh, get that rebound.
Oh, rebound.
Look at him diving
Scrum.
For the ball. Look and at Princeton going after
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Princeton's diving.
That's
going to
go
floor.
To Princeton way.
All right. Coming up next, John, we'll keep you up to date on this game. Plus,
I may have to walk out if Arizona loses this game in disgust.
Plus, a super missed opportunity for CBS and an ESPN star. We've got that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, we are live from Yamava. It is absolutely spectacular out here. Best place to watch games. Best place to hang out. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
And it is our tournament tip-off party. Yamo be there. Mason and Ireland live from Yamava Resort and Casino, the 909 Sports Bar. Madness update, 21 seconds left. Arizona and Princeton.
I am right now, so...
Princeton has the lead.
Trust me, Mark Cates, I will find a way to blame this on you.
Tubelis got blocked out by a guy that was a head shorter than him, a full head shorter.
Caden Pierce of Princeton has two free throws to put the Tigers up three with 22 seconds to go in the game. First free throw, good.
Boy. How are you not watching the big TV behind you? I know you're looking out.
I was right there.
Yeah. It's like at the update desk.
Yeah.
You know, John's got TV in his blood.
Come on. This is such a tank job.
Crying woman.
It's amazing.
Arizona, nervous woman.
Second free throw.
Good.
All right, here we go. This is the game. Arizona down three with 20 seconds to go. Princeton, foul him.
Foul him.
What are you going to shoot two for, you dope?
They're just running around.
Oh. Three-pointer.
No.
Air ball.
Save it. Oh, here we go.
Another shot.
Three for the tie. No. Rebound. 4 seconds left, and Princeton's going to knock Arizona out.
One free throw. They need to make one free throw.
Oh, my God.
But that was that situation.
I can't say
where
it's a final yet.
Why don't you foul him?
I don't know. I would have fouled.
And what is Arizona doing in the paint in the middle of that play?
That's what we've all been wondering. What is Arizona doing in the paint, Mace?
Yeah, they needed a three.
But this is John Ireland. When you do games for the Lakers, and they did this against Dallas, and Luka Doncic hit that three.
Beat him.
You were screaming about foul him.
I don't know why Princeton didn't foul, but it worked for him.
Yeah, it worked.
Well, also, Virginia didn't foul either earlier when they went down to Furman. Furman.
Oh, right. No, exactly.
Yeah.
They didn't foul.
No.
That was maybe the worst play in college basketball history, by the way.
Yeah, Georgia just threw a hook shot.
He was stuck there. He would have been fouled. Yeah. He didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to cross the line, and he tossed it in the middle of the air and just, oh, so bad. Virginia blew that.
First 2 days of the tournament are so much fun.
Oh,
that's it.
What a roll.
Princeton wins it.
Yeah.
Can I say it now?
Not yet.
Yeah. Not yet. Okay.
No, you can say it now.
You want to wait?
You know, it's a final.
Put it in the refrigerator.
It is a final.
There you go.
George Sedano just walked in. Hi, Sedano.
So I'm listening to the game you guys were doing. We're, by the way, we're live at Yamaha.
Here comes the bit.
Do you know where the bit is going?
You're telegraphing this one. You're telegraphing it. But
am
go
I?
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I was listening to the game. By the way, Alan Sliwa does not know who Elton John is. I was listening to the pregame last night. Had no idea who did the song Rocket Man. But I was listening to the Pelicans game the other night, and Michael Thompson, in the first half, put it in the refrigerator. And I thought, how can you put it in the refrigerator?
Because
I know they were winning big and all that stuff.
No. Yeah, he is the biggest abuser of the refrigerator in the history of
is
the
he?
Medium. Yeah, last night, twice he said, this game's over, the Lakers have won it. Last night, the Lakers were never ahead. When the Lakers
he
cut
said
it,
the Lakers
yeah,
have won it when,
the when
Lakers
they got
cut close.
It, when the Lakers cut it from 20 down to 5, he goes, these Rockets are crumbling now. Game in the refrigerator, Lakers have won.
No, he did not put that in the refrigerator.
He does it all the time.
Oh, my God. Down 5?
Yeah, he has the most effective refrigerator in the history of L.A. Laker basketball.
Wow. All right, so there was a cool opportunity. Dick Vitale was invited to call a couple of games for CBS, TNT,
so,
all the channels.
As many of you know, Dick Vitale, one of the longtime voices of college basketball, has worked his entire career, 40-year career at ESPN. Sean McManus, who is the head of CBS, a little trivia tidbit about Sean McManus.
Dick Enberg's son?
Jim
McKay's son. There
yeah.
you go.
But so Sean now runs CBS, in essence, is in charge of March Madness. So he called Jimmy Pitaro, our boss, and he said, I got an idea. Dick Vitale is the voice most
iconic,
associated with college basketball. He's never called a tournament game, which seems wrong.
Yeah.
Will you let me hire him, loan him to me, to call the first couple rounds of the tournament so, you know, he can have that as a bucket list experience.
Right,
Pitaro said, sure, go ahead and do it. Vitale said no. He said, out of loyalty to ESPN, I don't want to go do that.
Damian Lillard.
Well, no, but
same
this
thing.
Is different. This would have been, I think Dick's making a mistake. I think people would have loved to have heard him do it. And
so
I think it would have been fun for the audience, which is what Dick wasn't thinking about here. He considered it an act of disloyalty to ESPN. He when asked about it, he goes, I just didn't want to do that. They've been great to me. They've been great to me since I had cancer. Jimmy Pitaro said it's okay. Jimmy signed off on it. Now, I don't know if there was a behind-the-scenes conversation where Jimmy said, publicly, I want to say yes, but I would appreciate if you didn't do it. And if that's the case, then this all makes sense. But I don't think that's what happened. I think Dick just felt, I want to be loyal to ESPN, but I wish he would have done it. Selfishly, I would have liked to do a couple of games.
I mean, certain people you associate over the years with college basketball. I mean, the best broadcast
Billy Packer, Al McGuire.
In history, Al McGuire and Dick Enberg and Billy Packer. Do you know who coined the expression March Madness?
Brent Musburger.
I thought it was Billy Packer.
No, it was Brent Musburger.
It was Brent Musburger?
Yeah.
You were looking live?
Yeah, in the early 80s.
Yeah. And they trademarked it. Now we're not even allowed to say it.
No, we are. It's not the one trademark thing that they get bent over is Super Bowl.
But
Madness, I've never been told we can't say.
Morales, are we allowed to put the phrase March Madness in a promo, or is it trademarked?
I think March Madness is okay. I don't think anybody owns that.
Is it?
Super Bowl, the NFL.
So we can say March Madness as long as we're not doing it with a partner, so we're not making any profit off of it. So
right,
we could say our March Madness coverage, we can say that. But if we said March Madness presented by, that's no good. We could say March Madness coverage.
Oh, okay, but we can't say March
can't
Madness brought to you by Yamaha.
We can't use the marks, as we say.
Yeah.
So we couldn't use the logo. So that's why we say tournament tip-off. Extravaganza.
I would equate it to
or the madness,
the
or
madness,
the big dance.
Exactly.
If
there's another one, big dance.
If there was a situation where UCLA made it to the Final Four and Josh Lewin, who does a really good job as the UCLA announcer, couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And KLAC said, "Well, Ireland went to UCLA. We'd love to have him do it one time. I wouldn't feel bad about doing it one time as long as my bosses
at
ESPN
as long as
were okay
signs
with it."
Off on it.
Since,
yeah.
Hence why we're saying the Blue Review. As that's coming out.
Is
coming
the blue,
out soon.
Is that what we're calling it?
The Blue Review.
The Blue Review is
Corporate
Bergman
Greg
and CY.
Yeah. And speaking
CY.
Of KLAC, you know, you guys are only a few days away from the big panel at
I
the
know.
Barrett Sports Media Conference.
Yes.
Petros and Money and Mason in Ireland on stage with our boy, Evan Cohen, Vice President of Content.
My agent's even coming in for this.
Is it really?
Yeah, big time. Oh, he's okay. Trying to get another week of vacation for me.
Well, you just take it. That's what you always do. I should have pulled a Mason on this week. I don't know what time it is or what day it is.
So, by the way, we're doing the Papa Shot thing at the we have so much going on right now.
So much.
Papa Shot.
By the way, did you do a warm-up 30 seconds on the Papa Shot?
No. I did not.
I didn't. I was just terrible.
You were terrible. I beat you.
Oh, everybody beat me.
I threw down 19.
I had 18.
You had 18.
That's terrible.
Somebody was worse than both.
No.
Sedano was worse than than Ireland.
Yeah, yes. Sedano was
the bottom.
No. But
it goes Sedano, Ireland.
Sedano's never the bottom.
Mason.
Top.
Top.
He just licks his lips and let it go.
Top of the
I don't care if no one else gets that. That was great.
Top of the standings, by the way. He's always sneaky good. Scott Kaplan.
Cappy's an athlete.
Yeah, Cappy.
Well, either that or he spends a lot of time in bars playing Papa Shot. One or the other.
Well, could be both, but still.
Momo said, I one shot 76 in Papa Shot, and then I beat her like nothing when she tried it. The station.
I know the owner of the radio station, Curry Karmazin, a few weeks ago sent us a picture that he shot 82 one night.
Not on our machine.
On our machine.
On our machine, he shot 82?
Yeah.
He has a picture of it.
So I don't know what the difference between Craig's skills and our team skills, but
82, but I had 19.
Is everything the same time limit?
Yes. Well, you get bonus time if you hit a certain number.
He must have been using a lot of bonus time.
Yeah, got bonus time, exactly. All right, coming up next, we'll keep you up to date on what's going on there. Pickleball is Saturday at the Agape Pickleball Center in
Fountain Valley. I've been there, Mile Square Park.
Yeah. Last night it was in Santa Monica. They got like 16 courts.
And you got hurt.
He didn't get hurt,
but he hit the deck.
I did take a bit of a – I mean, I made a gutsy play on a lob, and I may have fallen and bruised my tailbone.
Does it hurt?
Just a little. But I'm fine for Saturday.
Rub some CBD on.
By the way, to prove that everybody in the world is just guessing when it comes to March Madness, ESPN had Jay Billis pick every game and analyze every game and write a big, long article on it. The team he picked to win the whole tournament?
Yep.
Arizona.
Wow.
There you go.
They're out.
They go down to the 15 seed Princeton.
Yep.
Nobody knows nothing when it comes to the NCAA tournament.
Amen.
All right. We are live at Yamava having a blast. Cappy and Sedano are going to be here in a couple of minutes. John, got an NBA question coming up next for you about who's got a legit chance to win the championship?
Okay.
Who's got a legit chance? We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It is Mason in Ireland.
Manelli.
The tournament tip-off party live from the 909 Sports Bar, Yamava Resort and Casino. What a day it's been.
Oh.
If you're on the way home from work or you're just around town, you got to get over here.
Yeah.
Sedano and Cap are coming up at 4 o'clock. We're going to go till 7. Baron Davis will be in the house around 4:30 p.m. Come on out, party with us. Party, party, oh, party. Going to be a great afternoon. And the bar opens up at 5 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
So maybe we'll
And we've seen major upsets in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, absolutely.
Arizona goes down.
Yeah, a 4 has gone down. A 2 has gone down.
Yeah, Virginia went down.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so it's the madness is real. And by the way, food here, Morales, have you made?
Well, I'm doing the no-carb thing.
Are you?
So it's been
a tough
day.
Well, you should try that pizza. That pizza's insane.
Yeah, that is literally carbs.
I'm doing a no-carb thing. Oh, John, try the pizza.
No, try the pizza.
Yeah.
I can't, blow off
it's
the
Lent.
Wait a minute.
Not to mock your religion,
carbs.
But the pizza is worth it.
No, I'm giving up carbs and hard liquor for Lent.
Oh, really?
Well, you only have to give up one thing for Lent, so pick one.
Well, the hard liquor.
All right, then carb pizza it is. Order
do you go to, like, Mass and stuff?
Not every week, but I go to church often just to pray.
Good for you.
Why are you so surprised?
To pray or pry?
You don't seem like a church guy.
What does that mean?
You don't seem overly religious.
Yeah, you don't seem
I'm
religious.
A very faith-based
it's never
person.
Come up in conversation.
No. Well, I do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice.
Did you pray today?
No, not today.
Yeah.
I knew that you were going to get hit by a pie last night, so I didn't feel like I needed
you
to pray.
You did know I was getting hit by a pie?
We all did.
Oh, right.
And yet we still weren't filming it out of the gate, but that's okay.
I guarantee
that'll be for a meeting coming up.
A Lakers win last night, and I said, I'm so sure that if they lose, you're allowed to hit me in the face with a pie.
Yeah.
And Bergman, total sneak attack.
You didn't tell me when to do it.
No, total
I actually
attack.
Support Greg. There were no parameters
there
on
was,
this.
No,
he
said,
handled
it
well.
You said you can hit me in the face with a pie. I did that. I'm not seeing the problem.
No, and, I'm not. Technically, you were right.
If you missed that moment, at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter or Instagram, you can see pictures and video of Mason hit square in the face with a pie.
Yep.
Mason in Ireland continues right now.
Okay, so I got this article, John, from Brad Botkin. Do you know Brad?
I do not.
Yeah, I don't either. He's from CBS.
All
and
right.
He listed
Hi, Brad.
The five teams that he thinks can win the championship.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
All right, Milwaukee?
That is number one, Milwaukee.
Boston?
Boston is... No. Boston is number four.
Okay. Who would he pick to come out of the West? Denver will be one of them.
Denver is not one of them.
Okay, so they're not one of mine either. That means...
Yeah, I don't find Denver to be intimidating.
That means Phoenix is on his list.
Phoenix is number two, yes.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia not in the top five.
All right, so I'm down to two strike. I'm down to one strike. All right. So Boston, Milwaukee, Denver, Memphis, Phoenix. Does he have Golden State in there?
He does. He's got Golden State at number three.
The last one's got to be the Clippers.
And the last, number five, is the Clippers.
I want the, okay, so here's my list of can win it if the playoffs started today. All right?
Yep.
Milwaukee, Boston, Phoenix. Better than a puncher's chance, Clippers.
Yeah.
Okay? Puncher's chance. Okay?
Yep.
Warriors, Lakers, Sixers. And just because I don't know what they are,
yep.
I'm going to put Denver in there. Better than a puncher's, or just to have a puncher's chance.
A puncher's
Everybody chance. Else, I'm not scared. Memphis looks like they're in disarray.
I think Golden State's dead.
Could be.
Yeah. All their role players.
In the East, anybody outside of the big three you think could win it? Boston,
Philly?
Milwaukee, Philly?
You don't think Miami can make a little run?
Nah. Not Miami, not Cleveland. Cleveland's a year away.
Yeah.
Miami, Nets, obviously, no. Knicks, no.
I think it's one of those three.
You don't think the Kings, the best road record in the West?
I think the Kings, because they haven't been there since 2006, are probably going out early.
But good for Mike Brown. Like one of
he's gonna be, he's
really
gonna win,
nice guy.
He's going to win Coach of the Year.
And well-deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Golden State's dead.
Here's the, like, the... There's a couple of teams out there that nobody, like the team nobody wants to play.
Yeah.
That's Clippers, Lakers. I put the Warriors on that list, but other people don't. Those are the three teams, though, that I think have the chance to upset a higher seed.
What is going on with Wiggins? Is he going to come back? Are they sure? Not
right,
sure?
So, here's what I've heard about Andrew Wiggins. He's dealing with a very sick family member, one of his parents, perhaps. And he's tending to that in Minnesota, and the Warriors have given him the time he needs to deal with that. So until that situation is resolved, we don't know if or when he's coming back. For the first time, Steve Kerr used the phrase, if we get Andrew Wiggins back. It's always been when we get him back.
Right.
Now it's an if. So he's up in the air.
Meanwhile, in case you missed it, last night the Lakers lost to arguably the worst team in the NBA.
There's only been three teams eliminated from the playoffs already.
Yeah.
You know who they are?
Houston, San Antonio,
Orlando.
And Detroit.
Nope, Detroit.
Yeah.
Those three have already been eliminated.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a bad loss last night.
Terrible
Even
loss.
Though With no LeBron and no AD, I can't believe you agreed to take a pie to the face if they didn't win.
Yeah, I just
the Lakers are the most top-heavy team in the league. Without LeBron and AD, they're basically just a team of guys.
I just cannot believe they lost. And by the way, no size. And
right.
They got eaten up in the paint. What did they give up 67 in the paint? Which
78.
Was 78 in the paint?
78.
Oh yeah, which is only 8 points off of the all-time worst.
So much worse. So, and there's a lot of conversation today about why Anthony Davis didn't play the second night of a back-to-back. And, you know, when you're fighting for your life, and remember, they could have gotten within one game of the six, which is unbelievable given the fact that they started out 2-10. For Anthony Davis not to play last night, I think it's just, I think it's egregious. I really do. I can't
on whose
believe,
part?
I can't believe Anthony Davis didn't say,
maybe,
I want the ball.
Maybe he did.
I want to play. I'm going to play.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what great players who have great tenacity do.
If Anthony Davis said that, and Darvin Ham and Rob Pelinka and the medical staff all said, you're not playing. He really doesn't have anywhere to go. I share your frustration over why he didn't play, but I don't blame AD 100%. I think that the medical...
So you don't think if AD demanded to play, they would let him play?
In other words,
AD says, I'm going to play. Yeah. We're fighting for a playoff spot.
I don't know the answer to that, but my sense is they would not. My sense is, look, we've made a decision. It's not up to us. If we lose,
you got to make the playoffs.
If we lose a game to Houston and you play 11 of the final 12, which is what he's set to do now, there's only one more back-to-back. And in the playoffs, there are no back-to-backs.
Here's another question. Why was AD playing in the fourth quarter of that game against New Orleans?
Because they blew the lead. They cut it to 9.
I guess
9.
It did get down to 9.
They cut it from 40 to 9.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So you had to bring him in. But Michael and I kept saying, when they got up 40, take him out.
Yeah, take him out. Save him for tomorrow.
And they didn't.
Yeah, and the other issue I've got is, why would you not, if you're the Lakers, knowing that Mo Bamba is hurt, knowing that Anthony Davis not going to play the second night of a back-to-back, why would you not sign somebody to a 10-day contract, somebody with size, a big, regardless of just somebody to protect the rim, somebody to create some disturbance so that guys like Alperen Sengun,
Alpi Şengün.
Alpi
from
Şengün.
Turkey. He's 20.
Yeah. Why? To at least slow him down a little bit.
That's a fair question, and I wonder if they're re-evaluating that today. They have a roster spot. They could put somebody in a 10-day, get a big body in there, somebody could protect the rim, and maybe they will. Darvin talked about it last night. He said, we thought, as well as Wenyen Gabriel and Jared Vanderbilt had played in New Orleans,
right,
that we could handle one game without AD.
Yeah, but Vanderbilt should not be playing the five.
Turns out they can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that was a brutal loss.
Yeah.
Brutal.
But it's only one game and you got 12 left. So and they weren't the only ones who lost. Minnesota lost last night. Dallas almost lost. Golden State lost. So they got some help.
The other good nugget that has popped up today is from Jovan Buha.
Okay.
Who says the Lakers are not likely to be involved in the Kyrie conversation this summer, and their intention is to run back this group, which I think is unbelievably smart. If this group had been together from the start of the year, I think they could be as high as the four seed.
I agree with you. I hope they re-sign Russell. I think he's been really good. And I was very, very pro Kyrie.
Yeah.
And trying to go get him. Now, after watching what's happened in Dallas, I'm okay with Russell.
Kyrie's Kyrie.
Yeah.
He's going to always be Kyrie.
So if Jovan's report is accurate, I'm good with all that.
All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is...
It's my game, but I have a story.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to be the favorite in this game, Mace.
Nice.
He's got two this month. That'll put him
at
three.
I've got two this month.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... I've been working so much lately in between doing the show and doing the games and you being gone.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever done this before. But on Sunday, I said to myself, oh, I got to write a game for tomorrow.
Yep.
Completely forgetting that I wasn't on the show on Monday.
Oh, right.
So my game, which still holds, but it's about the Oscars.
Oh, it's about the Oscars.
Because the Oscars were Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And they were on, and I went, okay, I'll write an Oscar-themed game.
Okay.
And then I realized after I got it done and I was, like, downstairs doing something else,
yep,
I'm not even on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, it's got kind right, of so an
we'll
expiration
do it. We'll
day.
Do it coming up.
Okay, we'll do it. We're going to grab Kaplan for the game?
Sure.
Yeah, Cappy's going to play along with us. Game of Games coming up. We are live at Yamava, which is spectacular. There are 1,000 TVs here, including the biggest one.
Close enough.
The biggest one I've ever seen. The food is spectacular here. It is a brand new 909 club, the 909 Sports Bar, the hotel. You stayed in the hotel. It's beautiful. We love the people at Yamava. Glad everybody showed up out here. Shinano and Cappy are coming up after Super Crosstalk today, and Baron Davis is going to stop by. It is a great day at Yamava. Thanks for coming out. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. We're live from Yamava, and it is time for Game of Games.
Nice.
Shidano, are you going to play?
Yeah.
Excellent.
We got to turn him on.
Cash is going to play. Right.
I'm in the house.
Are you drinking Starry?
All screwed.
Yeah, we talked about it, and they brought
you
it to me.
You guys are all screwed because the game is about the Academy Awards.
All right, but it's multiple choice.
Oh, okay. So John will win.
Is it no, this year's? It's my game.
Oh.
He wrote it on Sunday.
Thinking I had to work Monday and then forgot I was in New Orleans.
So now it's a few days.
All right, so here we go. 95th Oscars were held Sunday night in Hollywood. Jimmy Kimmel hosted. This is an Oscars-related quiz. First question. The youngest person ever to win an Oscar is A, Haley Joel Osment, B, Tatum O'Neill, or C, Drew Barrymore. Jorge, Haley Joel Osment, Tatum O'Neill, or Drew Barrymore?
I'll go O'Neill.
Okay, Greg.
Drew Barrymore.
Mace.
Tatum O'Neill.
Cap.
Barrymore.
Sedano.
Tatum O'Neill.
It is Tatum O'Neill. Yes. She was 10 when she won for Paper Moon.
The other two didn't ever win.
And never won. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I know that was a trick question about like a Copper Tone commercial or something.
All right. Number two.
It was not an Oscar, though.
Oh.
Emmy?
Famed director Alfred Hitchcock was given the Irving Thalberg Award for a lifetime of work. Other than that, outside of that, he was nominated for 4 Oscars. How many did he actually win? A, 0, B, 2, or C, 3? Bergman, 0, 2, or 3?
I'm going to say 0.
All right, Mace.
0.
Kaplan.
Go back to the beginning. Who's the director?
Hitchcock. Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, thank you.
0, 2, or 3?
2.
Sonano.
0.
Jorge.
With the crowd, 0.
0 is the correct answer. Everybody but Cap got it. Mm. So Mason, Sedano, and Jorge have 2.
And Greg has 1.
Bergman has 1.
Yeah.
1 right. or 2?
1.
Oh. Still looking at a goose egg here.
Here we go.
I got the first one wrong.
Who is the oldest person ever to win an Oscar?
Oh.
Is it A, Henry Fonda for On Golden Pond?
Great movie.
B, Jessica Tandy for Driving Miss Daisy?
Oh.
I.
Or C, Anthony Hopkins for The Father?
It's very close.
Mace, Afonda, Tandy, or Hopkins?
I'm going to go Hopkins.
All right, Cap.
Fonda.
Sedano.
I'll go Tandy.
Jorge.
Tandy.
Greg.
Fonda.
Mason is the only one who got it. Anthony Hopkins, yeah, did you know or were you guessing?
I knew. Last year he won for The Father.
Yeah, he was 83.
Yep.
The other two won, but they were
Driving
in their
Miss Daisy
70s.
Is tricky because she was probably younger than the actress, than the
than Morgan Freeman
portrays.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right, next one. 3 films have received the Big 5 Academy Awards. Best Picture, Director, Actor, Actress, and Screenplay. Mm-hmm. All 5. Which one of these did not win all 5 of the Big 5? A, Titanic. B, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. C, Silence of the Lambs. Cap, this one's yours.
Silence.
Okay. Sedano.
Silence of the Lambs.
Bergman. Oh, I'm sorry. Jorge.
Titanic.
Titanic. Bergman.
Silence of the Lambs.
Mace.
It is Titanic.
It's Titanic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? What didn't it win, Mace? Actor, right? DiCaprio didn't
or
win.
Or actress.
Really?
Yeah. No. Okay. So right now, Mason 4, Jorge 3, Sedano 2, Bergman 1, and Cap yet to scratch.
This game is tailor-made for me.
I know. It really was.
All right.
They're just trying to let you tie me and Jorge for the month.
Exactly.
Okay. In 2016.
Just to let you down later in the month.
Yeah. All right. No, let's do this one first. Only two actors have won two consecutive Best Actor awards. One was Spencer Tracy. Who is the other one? A, Tom Hanks. B, Jack Nicholson. C, Daniel Day-Lewis. Hanks, Nicholson, or Daniel Day-Lewis, Sedano.
Shouldn't Mason go first? He's leading.
Why?
I should probably go last because I know the right answer.
That's what I was
saying. All right, I'll go first. Yeah, I'll go Hanks.
But that's the rules. If you're in the lead, right, you got to go first.
All right, Jorge, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go Hanks.
Okay, Mace.
I guess I'll go Hanks.
It's Philadelphia and Forrest Gump. Right.
Yeah, I'm giving everybody a point.
Yeah, it was Hanks. That was
even that's the Hanks. Problem with making Mason go first.
Hanks. No, I mean, I knew the answer, but I just...
Cap, you're on the board.
I want Hanks.
It's the rule. Your rule. Your game.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you guys can never catch him. Okay. Who... All right, I got two more of these.
What's the score?
By the way, Cappy, I just gave you...
Mason 5, Jorge
Hanks.
4.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this one. In 2016, Moonlight won the award for Best Picture.
Yeah.
But Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway announced the wrong winner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
What movie did they announce?
Yeah.
A, Manchester by the Sea. B, La La Land. Or C, Call Me by Your Name. Bergman.
La La Land.
Cap.
What year was that?
2016. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to go La La, too.
Sedano.
It is La La Land.
Mace.
It is La La Land.
Okay, everybody got
La
that
La
one.
Land. Yeah.
Jorge says La La Land, too. Yeah.
Okay, so Mason's everybody's out except for Jorge and Mason.
Ooh.
And Jorge, you are one.
Renowned Oscar expert Jorge Briones.
Yeah. Let's go.
You are one down,
Cocaine
Jorge.
Cowboys movie.
Cocaine Cowboys.
Cocaine Bear.
How about Blow?
Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. Blow.
Blow, another good one.
Yeah.
All right.
Scarface.
Yeah.
Robert Opel did what during the Oscars? A, he accepted Marlon Brando's Oscar for The Godfather dressed as an Indian. B, he streaked across the stage during the ceremony. Or C, he was the guy who came up with the red carpet. He designed it for the Oscars in 1961. Mace, A, B, or C?
I'm going to go he was the streaker.
All right, Jorge, you want A or C?
He's right, but I'll go C.
He is right. You guys both knew that Robert Opel was the streaker.
Yeah.
All right. So Mason's won it. We'll do the tiebreaker just for fun.
You tied me and Briones for the month.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to win this month outright.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. John Williams, the composer, has the most Oscar nominations of any living person. How many times has John Williams been nominated for an Oscar? Closest without going over, Mace.
I'm going to say 51.
Okay. Jorge.
I'll say 45.
Craig.
47.
Cap.
1.
Sedano.
Good guess.
40.
It is Steve Mason's day. 53 is the correct answer.
It was close.
And Mace guessed 51.
He got nominated. He was 91. He was nominated this year.
Yeah. Was just sitting right there in the front row.
Blows my mind when guys are like that old and they're still doing it and killing it.
It's amazing. And you say he's not retired yet.
Dude, I just saw somebody the other day say that Frankie Valli was coming to perform. I went, how old's Frankie Valli? 88 years old.
Yeah.
I would actually like to see 88-year-old Frankie Valli
no
perform.
Chance. No,
my mom went to see Paul
Anka. Does he still
Anka
have his hair?
If
Frankie Valli doesn't
know.
Have his hair, I don't know. That
know,
might not be worth it.
But don't you have to, like,
no.
Does he sing?
No,
does
I don't
he still
know.
Sing?
Whatever
any?
He does, I don't want to
can
see
can he still
it.
Those
he does
notes?
Something like sing.
I don't care what
he approximates. Like, does he have somebody who sings for him?
Sedano has no interest in seeing Frankie Valli.
Not even if he came by to Yamaha to say hi to him. I'd be like, no.
But here's the thing. Old people love Frankie Valli.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, my mom and not stepdad Leo song.
I mean, how do you
they
not
said,
love
by
Frankie
the way,
Valli?
He was awful.
Was he the one?
There you go.
Was he wearing
was
a diaper?
Was he the one that was always tied to Annette Funicello, or is that the other guy?
Yeah.
Annette Funicello?
I'm pretty sure.
Was that Frankie Avalon? I can't remember. Yeah. I get all those guys confused.
Maybe he was the streaker. If he streaked on the stage,
that'd be different, huh? If he was takes his shirt off, he's 88 years old. You want to see what he looks like?
See what he's got going on.
Yeah. Hey, Sedano, weigh in on this weird debate. We've been kicking around a lot today because of Anthony Davis missing the game last night. Uh-huh. Do you think it's up to him?
No, it's an organizational decision.
Oh, come on.
But now Mace is convinced if he went to them and said, I'm demanding to play, that he would be out there. Do you agree or disagree?
I mean, I don't know the answer to that question.
I said the same thing.
I don't know. That's a really good – I don't
– And does he have it in him to say, I demand to play?
I would still say they probably say no.
Yeah, I think they're – that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean like medical staffs now have a bigger say in this stuff than any they ever
had.
Which is why when everybody bloviates on TV and radio about
says one of the great obloviators.
Yeah, about load management though.
Yep.
And saying, oh, when the CBA comes. No, it's the owners driving this stuff. Nothing's changing.
And by the way, the one thing they're kicking around doing that they brought up in meetings is if you want to win one of the postseason awards,
you got to play a threshold of games.
59 games is what they're talking about. I don't know if that solves the problem.
That doesn't solve the problem. I mean, you know, if you don't play 59 games or 60 games,
you're not going to get those anyway.
Nobody's going to get those votes.
I think you got to raise that number if you want to do that.
Yeah, you can raise the number.
Maybe like 65 or 70.
Yeah. Your question, though, Mace, is interesting, which is it organizational? Is it the player? And if it is organizational, does the player go and plead his case?
Yes.
You know? And if he does, will they shut him down anyway? And if he doesn't, then what does it say about him?
I will say this, though. I am sort of agnostic, is what I would call it. But I do believe in the basketball gods. And the Lakers tried to spit in the basketball gods' face yesterday. Oh, it's just the Houston Rockets. We can deal with it. And I would imagine the players have that same mentality when you go into a game like, oh, we don't need our best player right now. Oh, we got this. And you rest easy and you take a breath. And it shouldn't have happened simply because it just happened to the Boston Celtics the other night with that team.
See, that was my attitude. That's why I said I guaranteed that the Lakers would win last night. And I said, in fact, if they don't win, you can hit me in the face with whatever dessert you got at Yamava.
I heard.
So the very first thing that happened.
Pie in the face.
Didn't even know it was coming. Yeah. Sneak attack.
Who sneak attacked?
Bergman.
I did.
Full on, like full cream on pie face all pie. Over your face. Yeah,
exactly.
White cream.
That's the way I
white
started.
But was it like a real pie or like, just one of those like shaving cream
It was
pies?
Like a whipped cream sort
yeah,
of
it was
thing.
Whipped cream.
Oh, it wasn't like a nice key lime pie.
No,
like
it wasn't like pecan pie.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good. Like that,
right?
Yeah. Key lime pie. Get one of those out here.
Yeah. Do they have that here?
Which one?
Key lime pie?
Yeah, they do have key lime pie.
So it wasn't just
I think it was just that.
Right. Yeah. Like the spray of the stuff in the thing.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I could have used a warning. Hey, Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Hey, how about some Super Crosstalk?
All right, like, Super Crosstalk is here.
So last night I got to play some pickleball with my brother. My brother is downtown, Brian Mashanti.
So did you only have to cover a quarter of the court?
Let me tell you something. First match, we lost 111.
Wow.
Second match,
you won.
We rallied. We won. We lost 411.
Oh, nice. No.
Third match, again, improving, 611.
Okay.
So
you're working your way up.
Yeah, I think by Saturday.
Were you the weak link, though, clearly?
They just kept hitting the ball.
All right,
I'm betting
$10,000 in mythical money that Mason hits the ground in his first pickleball match. What
I
do
did
you think?
Last night.
Well, he said he fell last night.
Yeah,
fell last
I believe night. It.
On a lob. It was a gutsy play.
Yeah.
So your brother.
It was a gutsy play, was it?
It was a gutsy play.
Your brother, Brian Mashanti, right?
Yes.
He flew out here on Spirit?
Yeah, on Spirit Airlines.
What seat did he sit in?
You know, I didn't get.
You didn't get him the big front seat.
I think it was like 7F.
Okay, F is like either a window or an aisle.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because John, like you, honestly, I could sit in the middle seat in the back row.
Yeah, I'm
by the
I've
toilet,
conditioned
where
my
it doesn't recline,
and it doesn't even recline, and I can fall asleep. I can handle a cross country flight.
Yeah,
I don't need first class.
That is brutal.
I don't need business class. I have the Warren Buffett mentality. You know, don't fly first class. What a big waste of money. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
When the opportunity presents itself or I can BS my way into an upgrade,
yes,
I will take it.
Me too.
However, like John Ireland, a man who can't sleep.
Thank you.
Yeah. In real life, can sleep on a plane in a middle seat.
I have never paid for first class, but damn it, give me an aisle seat.
Yeah.
I need an aisle seat.
Wow. I'm impressed,
John. Now, Shadana, you fly fancy, right?
I do, and mostly on ESPN's dime.
Yeah, that's nice.
Which
man.
Then allows me to then splurge when I need to.
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
You know, usually there's a lot of points involved when you're flying first
I
class.
I always wonder, what's going on up there? They pull the curtains and then...
A lot of alcohol, big party.
Alcohol.
They got like a disco ball in there.
Dancers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like all kinds of stuff. Oh, look, the food is coming out here.
Here
more food.
It all begins.
Chicken wings.
It all begins.
Smell great.
Oh, a lot of chicken wings.
Yeah. See, ooh, you guys are in good shape.
What
now.
Have you eaten here ooh. Today, Johnny I?
Pizza.
Which one did you get? Did you get the one with the pesto?
Yeah.
This one is hot.
With the tomato. Yeah, it was great. Insane. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
So pineapple habanero and regular hot.
Beautiful.
Which one would you like to try?
You know, I have not eaten a thing today. Because
pineapple habanero.
I'm cutting weight. There's no carbs in this. I'm down 11. I'm cutting weight.
Yeah, but this is protein.
No, I'm
protein and fat. You don't have any carbs.
It doesn't matter. I'm not doing your keto BS.
I'm not doing any keto BS.
I'm just cutting calories.
I just don't eat as many carbs as I used to.
Discipline, man. Discipline.
I have nothing but admiration for what you're saying because I'm on the Bergman app now where I'm actually writing
down. The Lose It app.
I'm using the Lose It app.
You're losing it.
Okay? And here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to not eat today.
But
here's the problem.
This is a tough place to not eat.
Right. So then they bring out the pastrami burger.
Yeah.
And then they bring out the glizzies.
Yeah.
You know? And now the wings.
Wait a minute. What's a glizzy?
A glizzy's a hot dog.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. Get hit.
Is that what a hot dog is called now?
Are you seeing the Michael Jordan thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is happening?
He's getting out.
He's selling a majority stake of the Hornets. He's going to be a minority partner now.
Really? After all that success.
Yeah. Yeah. More food. Is that mozzarella?
Boy, it is interesting,
like
though. That
fried ravioli and then garlic knots.
That unbelievably elite players
thank you.
are not necessarily going to make good owners. Like Bill Russell, when he left the NBA and went back to coach,
yeah.
was not successful. Michael Jordan as an owner, not successful.
He was good when he was still the player coach, but not
right.
just the coach.
When
coach.
He couldn't play anymore, that was it. I think this
Magic
was,
Johnson.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, only Larry Bird, honestly. Now, he didn't win a championship as a coach or a GM. But the Indiana Pacers, when he was the GM
pretty
and when he was the coach, were right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, kind of odd. But yeah, that's good for Charlotte because Michael, for whatever reason, couldn't figure it out.
If you think about it, two of the greatest coaches of all time were role players, Phil Jackson and Pat Riley.
There you go.
Yeah, in the same way that, by the way, like backup catchers in Major League Baseball wind up being good managers.
Yeah, they're all like
because they just sit and watch the game all the time.
Yeah, Joe Girardi.
Yeah, Joe Girardi, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe Those Michael guys. Jordan's planning on making a comeback of some sort.
Yeah, right.
Maybe
yeah.
he'll play with LeBron next year.
Momo thinks Michael Jordan could go out on in an NBA game today and score 5 points.
Five?
Yeah.
No.
5 points.
I mean, how many shots does he get? How many minutes does he get?
40.
Yeah.
Yeah. 40.
Yeah. He needs to play like a full starter's minutes, maybe.
He couldn't keep
He's 60
up.
Years old.
I know. That's what I'm saying. No. Momo's like, oh, no, he could. And then she
in,
got
in
somebody.
Like a game of like half.
Tim, what is the trainer guy? Tim Grover. Tim Grover texted Momo and said, yeah, he could score 5.
I buy that.
I mean, no way. He'd have to hit a shot.
Well, you know the refs would give him a couple of calls.
Right. So he'd get to the
So there's four.
Line. Yeah.
And, you know, make a field goal.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Come on, Mace. What's the big deal? I mean, you see the way that they defend Russell Westbrook. Maybe they would defend Michael Jordan the same way
back on him.
Right. They just like
go ahead.
This old man can't shoot.
If you're open, there's a reason.
All right, George is going in. Now this is impressive.
Mozzarella.
George
mozzarella
will get it started. George going in for the mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
See, George is on the keto. He eats the protein and the fat he's good with. Yeah. He doesn't eat the
it's
carbs.
It's got breadcrumbs, so I mean I shouldn't eat that.
That's
you have no idea what today is gonna be like for me. I have to eat something,
yeah.
but I don't want to eat like the animal that I normally eat like. And then I'm going to drive home, and I'm not going to – I can't stop. I mean, I've got to watch what I'm eating because I'm putting it all in this app.
Oh, right.
So once you start to put it in the app and you
start
see
seeing it add up.
I mean, you can lie to the app, let's be honest.
Well, you're right. You're right. You can lie to the app. You can. But you can't lie to yourself, George. When you're standing at night in front of the mirror and you're looking at your fat belly like mine, you know, and you're like, what the hell? And then you realize I didn't tell the Lose It app that I had a mozzarella stick. One. That's all you're going to do is one. One mozzarella stick.
One,
you're good.
Danny, good?
End of the day for you.
All right, here comes Johnny I.
Yeah.
Johnny I's going in.
Oh, he's going
in. Don't try a mozzarella stick.
The breadcrumbs are, like, really nice.
All right.
Good.
Here comes John.
Mozzarella stick.
Dipping in a little mozzarella.
The food at Yamava is really
a little
amazing.
Marina.
It's good, right?
See?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's plentiful. It just keeps showing up.
Oh, dude. Just nice. Wait. Wait till the pastrami burger shows, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The milkshakes.
The protein.
You know, we were talking a little bit earlier. We're doing this Papa Shot thing.
But you had some Starry today, didn't you?
What the hell is Starry?
It's Sprite.
No,
it's Sprite, not Sprite.
It's like
it's not
a ton
Sprite.
Of sugar.
No,
Starry
not Sprite.
Is a terrible
it's
name.
Like Sprite.
Yeah, but what is it? It actually replaced something. It replaced
Sierra Mist.
Sierra Mist. Right. So yeah.
It's Sierra Mist's brother.
Right. I know, but Starry is a stupid name
just
for a product.
Just regular Sierra Mist is all it is. With
it just changed the name. More food. What is this?
Oh,
is it just the
thing
with
ranch dressing.
Nice. So we were talking about the Papa Shot thing that we're doing. We got so much going on. We're obviously, Yamava today,
what's
Pickleball
this?
Madness on Saturday.
Fish sticks or something?
In Fountain Valley. And then we're doing this pickleball thing with Islands. And we all had to shoot to qualify.
Right.
And, you know.
I was awful.
I was terrible, too.
Yeah. Cappy wins the thing.
Yeah.
Cappy's like
the number one.
Are
you a seasoned pop? You have a lot of bar experience?
Not really. And I actually said.
Do you underhand, finger roll, or overhand?
No, overhand. But I was like, can I warm up? They're like, no warm-up shots.
Yeah.
You know? Cappy's sneaky good at a lot of stuff. Like, I have a feeling you guys at pickleball, with all due respect, Sedona, I have a feeling that Cappy is going to carry your squad.
Nah, I think we're fairly
George is a legitimate tennis athlete.
Pickleball force.
Yeah, and so
oh, wow, thank you.
Gosh, the food just doesn't stop.
Yeah, I played tennis a lot.
Oh, did you?
When I was younger, yeah.
How many times have you played pickleball now?
Three?
I played three times. No, it's not.
I mean,
like
it's not that hard to at least be okay.
Yeah,
like
correct.
I'm not saying we're going to be great, but like we're not going to be embarrassed out there. Like
no.
We're going to be in it.
But when you make a gutsy play like I did on that lob, now I did fall.
Gutsy play.
A gutsy play on that.
If it's for game point and I got to hit the ground, then I'm hitting the ground.
Yeah,
there you go. You know that's the deal.
Yeah. Now, what did you just eat now? What was
that? A ravioli.
Like a fried ravioli.
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks good too.
That actually. As good as the mozzarella stick was, that's better, John, if you want to give it a try.
Here goes John Ireland.
Yeah.
John Ireland going back in.
Yeah,
here he comes.
Ireland
could just eat anything. He's in shape.
It's good.
Look at Ireland.
Yeah.
Little dip of the marinara. Now he takes a bite.
Yeah.
What does he think? He says he likes
better
it.
Better than mozzarella stick. And the mozzarella stick was good.
Yeah,
but that was better.
Really? Yeah. Mozzarella stick
See,
at nine?
You know what it is? John and I travel a lot, but we also – I don't know about you, but I hit the gym in every hotel I'm in.
Do you do that, John?
I didn't on this trip.
Uh-huh.
But generally you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all we have time to do.
Mm-hmm. That and get ready.
The ravioli,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. And then drink after.
Drink after.
Well, I drink after.
Yeah.
He gets to fly. He flies on a plane right after. I get to schmooze for another night.
Hit the gym.
Yeah, in the morning and then head off
wherever
I got to go.
I haven't hit the gym in a long time.
Really?
You do yoga, though.
Yeah, I do yoga.
Not the same.
I have weights at home, too. I do resistance.
But do you actually do the weights? Occasionally?
Yeah. Twice a week.
Okay.
Yeah, twice
That's
a week.
That's more than I would have guessed.
Yeah, no, twice a week. Look at my guns.
Yeah.
Seeing them.
And have you been off the donuts?
I had donuts. Here's the amazing thing.
Yeah.
We have not ordered from Grubhub, Uber Eats, any of those places in 2023.
Wow.
Wow.
Not a
Very
single
impressive.
Time.
Wow.
And on top of everything else, not only are you not eating a bunch of stuff, but you're also saving a bunch of money.
Oh, my God.
It's hard
to believe. First of all, the fees crush you.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And then you add the tip on top. It's like $10, and then you add a tip.
Now Sedano's going in for a wing.
Yeah.
He's going in for a buffalo wing.
See, Sedano can eat anything.
Now he's dipping in ranch. Or is that blue cheese? Ranch. He's got his own individual ranch. So now he can double dip if he wants to.
Screw the flats.
This guy, mozzarella sticks, raviolis.
How are you going to control
this? I don't know how I'm going to do it.
You're not. There's no way.
There's no way.
I'm going to be listening on my way home, and I am going to hear you eventually break down.
I will break
something.
I will break. The buffalo wings could break me.
Yep.
The that ravioli thing that John says was good, that could break me.
Yep.
But once they come out with like burgers cut and stuff, and I'm like, I'll just have one little quarter. And then I eat four of them.
Oh, yeah, no
Because
way.
They're all in little pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you ever go to a cookie and you're like, I'll just take a little piece, and you have. And then you go back and you have another little piece. And before you know it, you ate the whole cookie.
This week, I told this story. But this week, apparently, I woke up in the middle of the night. I was told at 3 a.m. And I somehow went into the kitchen and got a cookie. And I was like, I think I totally sleepwalked.
You sleepwalk?
I do
My
not
kids
remember
sleepwalk.
Getting okay. I'm on everything else, though.
Right.
The rest of it.
Yeah, sometimes that stuff can have that impact. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Carrot stick.
Carrot stick.
That's healthy.
Now George's going healthy.
Ireland, you're a big ambient guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I've weaned myself off it since Cappy got me on the gummies.
Yeah.
Oh, see the gummies.
Gummies are
been
good.
I've been telling you for a long time.
I'm going to bring you next week the most powerful sleeping gummy.
Oh, wow.
That
bring it on.
Like people who I know who really can't sleep love this stuff.
Okay.
And yet, some people I know who use Ambien have tried this, and it wires them through the night.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of has the reverse effect.
Is it like
effect.
A hybrid?
I don't know, but I'm going to
find
out.
Probably
that's
probably
it's a hybrid, probably, or a sativa. It's one or the other.
I want to smoke a pre-roll with Ireland. Oh, let's do that together.
Well, I don't want to smoke anything.
Oh, come on.
No, but I'll do the gummies.
One time.
No, I hate
we'll
smoking.
Video it. No, come on.
What about vape? Will you vape?
Nope.
By the way, no, that's
no
worse.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
That's
why
like chemical crap in there.
Yeah, I know, but for one, I just
no,
want
no,
to
I'm
see
saying
Ireland stoned one time.
He says the vape. Vape is worse than
oh, yeah,
the
no,
joint.
Vape's got all kinds of...
Well, I can get just as looped on your gummies.
It's true, but
yeah,
we
it
should
takes
hang
a long
out
time,
while
dude.
You're looped.
What's that?
Takes a long time.
Well, we got a lot. Well, you know, the show's 3 hours.
Well, yeah, you
so
know, if you take a gummy at like 1, by like 2:15, the show's going to be on fire.
Out of control.
Yeah.
I've heard your podcast
I've
when you're on
I've done a couple
it.
Of podcasts where
and
I've
you're
been
better.
Stoned. Yeah, it's more. I mean, listen, it's more interesting, at least to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, and to me, too.
Yeah, there you go. Nobody's got anything?
Well,
I think. Well, I mean, I don't know.
We've
I was
reached
waiting for you to keep talking.
Yeah, no. When we've reached the point of no return, it's Sedano and Cap now.
Oh, it is. It's turned into Sedano and Cap.
Yeah,
I mean, we have
much.
Two more minutes. How
so
nervous
why
is Bergman today? By the way, are you too? You're UCLA. Are you nervous with all these upsets?
No. But I picked Arizona to go to the Final Four.
Me too.
Uh-oh. Idiot.
No way.
Jay Billis picked him to win the whole thing.
No Ooh. Way.
Yeah. So a lot of people had their bracket just blown up today. I'm sure I'd pick Virginia to win a couple of games.
Now, did you
too.
Guys kill time letting John do play-by-play?
Oh, yeah.
That's part of our deal, too. I'm just going to do that.
I'm going to have George do some play-by-play today.
He called the end of the Princeton game, the Princeton upset.
Yeah. The dopes. Play-by-play.
So, and they didn't foul.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Why when I'm with Morales, it's all animosity, and when you're with Morales, he just kisses
Oh, I was going to ask that question. Why is it that you care... Who kisses my ass? Is it because they're not kissing your ass?
No, because
that's exactly
I was just going to say.
I get nothing but crap for Morales all
that's
day.
Not
but that's
at all.
The language of love.
Then you come in,
that's
and it's like, oh, it's love
it is.
Fest.
First off,
that is
I
the
told
language
you,
of love.
It's a business decision.
Oh, it is a business.
What is a business decision about?
Being close to Sedano is
he's
very
riding
smart.
The hotter horse these days, is what he
but
said.
Can
you
got to
align properly.
Can you not be a little more respectful?
I'm not respectful to you?
No, you're not respectful.
I mean, he calls you the OGs of LA Sports Radio.
Not just that. As I told you, one day we will tell you the story. We were very respectful to you once upon a time.
Very respectful.
Made sure that the Mason and Ireland brand showed a lot of respect.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. If we had the Godfather music and I could hit a button, that's what I'd be saying.
Oh, really?
What, you can't tell us now?
No.
Okay. One day. Okay.
One day.
One day.
Maybe right before
one day
you
when
retire.
You get the pre-roll for John.
Oh, yeah. Ireland. You mean pre-roll. Andy's this
I mean,
year.
Mace. If it's a gummy, I'll do it.
Mace.
Okay.
We've had your back more than you know, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
It's
You're
mutual,
part of the
man.
Family.
Yeah.
It's mutual.
Are.
Yeah.
All right. I like your shirt, though, today.
Well,
you also did you wear jeans?
Yeah, I wore
Look
jeans.
Look at that.
Well, you know,
I'm done with hats. I'm done with sweatpants.
It's by 11 the way, pounds.
I threw on corporate Grace headset.
John, when was the last time you saw Mason in jeans?
How loud is it?
He wears them all the time.
Yeah, no, I'm back to jeans.
He wears them to the show all the time.
I was going
to
say because I've only seen him in sweatpants for months.
No,
so
no.
Real quick, I put on corporate Grace headset.
Okay, good.
But the way he's got them mixed, because on these you can mix what you're hearing from the studio from you guys.
Yeah,
he's got his return. Cranked up.
Egg rolls
so he
are here.
Hear his voice.
Oh, right, no. So he's
very
like
prominent.
The voice of God.
Greg loves
egg rolls.
I'm reaching over to grab an egg roll.
Shout out to you.
I'm sampling an egg roll now.
Yeah,
egg
I'll get one of those.
Now, spring rolls. Yeah. I mean, they're
careful. That's going to be really hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Go for it, Cappy. Spring roll. No,
you're going to break
you're
down.
You're not, I'm not.
You're going to break down.
Nope, you don't, I don't.
You're going to break down.
No, sir.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you take me down, Mace.
So I just want to.
What do you want to say?
Oh, I went to
turn
me
my mic
off.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah. I meant to turn my mic off. I started eating the egg roll.
So I just want to say the Yamava people are fantastic.
They are.
We talked to the COO guy a little bit earlier.
The COO guy.
Fantastic.
Club Serrano. Tell us about
it. Club Serrano, fantastic.
Yeah.
909 Sports Bar,
amazing.
Fantastic. Food, amazing. They have 1,000 television screens.
It's
you realize
insane.
150.
You literally
but
can't look
close.
Anywhere without seeing a TV. Exactly.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for having us. I hope we get to come back. I hope we don't.
I mean, Cappy and I are coming back a couple
are
times.
You?
We're coming back next Thursday, the 23rd.
And then the championship game.
Yeah, you
on
guys.
April 3rd.
Awesome. You guys are in good shape.
Yes.
You're in good hands here.
And tomorrow it is the Pickleball Madness pregame show.
Oh, the pregame show.
Yeah,
okay.
The pregame.
Got it.
What time are you getting there to warm up?
8:30.
Wow,
really?
That early.
Yeah, 8:30.
Really? Oh, you're by 8:30.
Aren't we starting at 11?
Clinton says I got a stretch.
Oh, really?
He's doing a stretching.
Now, wait. Before you go,
yeah.
What did your brother say about your game?
He said, you're not going to embarrass us.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
Right, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That's all you should strive
for
right now.
I just want to play clean, win one match. Want to win
who you got
one
in the
match.
First round, you know?
Not happening.
Yeah, a guy named, I think it's Dustin, Daniel Wynn.
Daniel Wynn.
Oh,
yeah.
Wynn.
That guy don't lose.
No, Daniel, he's a big
Daniel Wynn don't
show.
Lose.
Yeah.
He doesn't lose. That's true.
He doesn't lose.
So, winner.
Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. I'm getting the car, going to drive home, and going to listen to Shinato and Cappy the rest of the way. Don't forget, you can come out to Yamava 909 Sports Bar. These guys will be here. Baron Davis is stopping by. Great night. Thanks to Yamava. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.